This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM, with Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth from BetQL.
Welcome back. BetQL Daily right here on the BetQL Network. Joe G alongside J-Rod, Jim Rodriguez, and of course Cody Decker with you on a Tuesday. It's time for Lightning Bets, our favorite plays for today. We'll go through our favorite plays. So let's go through them, and then we'll save the home run props for last. We'll do home run props at the end. Cody, want to go first here? Why don't you give us your plays? What do you got today?
Couple of quick things here. Brewers on the run line. They're facing Kyle Hendricks. And as I mentioned earlier on in the show, there's about five guys on the Brewers lineup, starting lineup, I should say, that have over 350 batting average against the guy, along with about eight home runs against Kyle Hendricks. I'm really liking this team. Plus 150 on the run line. Also, Christian Yelich, who's been turning it on a little bit lately, he's got a career 333 on base percentage against him. So I'm looking to take a Christian Yelich over 1.5 total bases plus 115 prop. I think he's going to hit that. Also, I want to play off of what J-Rod said earlier. I love that Miami under 7 minus 115. I'm absolutely going to steal that from him. I think he nailed it with that. And the New York Mets run line minus 125 and Max Scherzer over 6.5 Ks minus 160. You got to lay down a little bit for it, but I'm just so excited to see some Max Scherzer today. I'll lay down any price to get his over any K prop.
I like it. All right, here's what I got tonight on the baseball front. I'm going to go with a couple of total bases props. I'm going to 2+ total bases for both David Villar, who was just called up yesterday by the Giants, smashes lefties, and Yermín Mercedes, one of my favorite players. I think back to La Russa last year, the whole thing. He's up with the Giants now. They're facing a lefty night in Arizona. I think both those guys, 2+ total bases, good number there. I'm going to go over 5.5 strikeouts, Nick Pivetta. For the Red Sox, Pivetta's been really good. I mean, an underrated pitcher, former Philly, who they traded to Boston a couple years ago. He's really found himself over 5.5 strikeouts tonight against the Rays. And I'm going to go with a play that Paul's probably going to give out as well. I like it. Orioles total runs, 4.5 against Spencer Howard of the Rangers. The O's are on their way, and they've played really good over the last month. So Orioles over 4.5 runs, couple total bases in the Giants game. And I'm going to ride the Red Hot Mariners, plus 116 today on the money line in San Diego. It's Gilbert against Clevinger. I think it's a pretty even pitching matchup, but I'll go with the Mariners, who are playing good baseball right now. Mariners plus 116, and I'll save my home run prop coming up. J-Rod, and then we'll get to Jake. J-Rod, what do you got today?
I'm going to start on the best coast. I'm going to start on the West Coast in L.A. And Cody, you would appreciate this. Justin Turner has been on fire because he did some video work on his swing. He adjusted it. As you know, you're always adjusting your swing. You're always moving around. Hit two home runs on Thursday. Had a three-hit night last night. It's been on fire, so I'm going to go over total base. Anything over total base is 1.5 for Justin Turner tonight against the Rockies. Got to go with the Dodgers money line. Minus 1.5 as usual. Again, 50 games they've won, 45 by two runs or more. They're machines at that. And you're only laying minus 120. It's not too juiced. I like that a lot. In terms of Jose Ramirez, I love Jose Ramirez. 3-for-6 with a home run against Drew Hutchinson of the Tigers. So I'm going to go with him on total bases as well.
Jake?
I am going to start in that Mariners-Dodgers game that you mentioned, Joe G. I'm going to go under 4 in the first 5. Clevinger's been really solid. Logan Gilbert's been awesome all year. So like that, I'm going to back everyone's favorite pitcher in Miami, Sandy Alcantara, over 20.5 outs recorded versus the Angels. Alcantara goes 7 automatically. It's like it's cruise control for him to get to the 7th inning. That's easy like that. I'm going to go under 9.5 in Tampa Bay and Boston. Joe G, you mentioned Pivetta's been really great since May, really. He's been rock solid. And Jeffrey Springs for Tampa has been really good for them since they made him a starter as well. I'm going to go with the Cardinals first five on the money line. This is just a fade of Ian Anderson. He's just not good. The Cardinals have a better, good offense. Gorman, Yepez, Arenado, Goldschmidt, obviously. And Anderson just gives up a ton of hard contact. So I'll go with the Cardinals on the first five money line. I'm going to take the Yankees run line after a day off against a lefty. That's just not going to overthink it there. And that's my only one. And then save the home runs.
Paul, hopefully not mushing himself in baseball after doing it with tennis here.
I'm going to write these down.
Oh, our guy is up a game in the fifth set. I'm just saying.
Is this turning around?
It was his serve. I'm not getting too far ahead of myself.
Okay.
He's got a limp. He's got a limp is all I'm saying.
He does. All right, baseball. So I will be playing the Orioles team total in the first five, over 2.5 at plus 105, and then over 4.5 at minus 106 against Spencer Howard and the Rangers there. And then I looked at Alcantara, but I don't know. I could have pulled the trigger on the 20.5, but I will be pulling for Jake, obviously. And
honestly, that makes me feel better that you're not on it. So
you're welcome, actually.
After today's events.
I couldn't do it, but I'm pulling for you. I love that handicap. Like, I wanted to do it, but you go ahead and do it yourself.
Yeah, I won't push you. That's pretty much it. I will say I did. This is actually perfectly on brand during the break because I saw the limp. I was like, you know what? Any set to finish 6-0, maybe Jokic just runs him here. May have bet that. That's
you went. You doubled down the wrong way?
Yeah.
Bathroom!
Yeah. So, and I'll just wait for my home run prop. That else has no prayer of hitting.
Cody, where are you going home run prop today? I have a feeling.
This has got a lot of prayer of hitting. Jose Altuve. He is facing Zach Greinke today. He's got 26 career at-bats. He's got one home run, one triple, one double, and he's hitting .385 with a .407 on-base percentage and a slugging percentage of .615. The guy owns Greinke. So if you don't like the home run prop, play the total base prop and the hit prop because I think all of them are going to hit.
J-Rod, what do you got home run prop today?
Christian Yelich against Kyle Hendricks. He's got two home runs, two doubles against him. That's easy work right there. I'll take Christian Yelich.
All right, so I was trying to debate mine. I wanted to go with an Oriole. All right, they're going up against Spencer Howard. Spencer Howard has thrown 80 innings in the major leagues. He's allowed 19 home runs. If you ran this guy out there for a full season, he would allow like 50 home runs. He has been a terrible big league pitcher. He was pitching well at AAA. We'll see if he's any different now. I'm going to bet against him, though. But I was trying to stay away from the right-handed hitters because they pushed the left field wall back in Camden Yards. It's difficult to hit one out there. So I thought about Anthony Santander, who I like a lot. But then I was like, listen, this guy's one of the top eight hitters in the world right now. His name is Adley Rutschman, plus 520. I got to go with the Orioles rookie catcher, Cody's favorite, Adley Rutschman, plus 520, switch hitter. Hits one out to right field over the scoreboard today.
I swear Makes to sense. God, if he homers tonight, tomorrow's going to be the longest three-hour show of my life.
Now, are you not buying the hype, or you just think they're pushing him too fast for no reason? Because I think he's going to be really
too
good.
Fast for no reason.
Yeah.
He's not doing it. He's going to be fine. He's probably going to be a star. He'll probably be a multi-time all-star. No problem whatsoever with the guy. Just right now, he's hitting 200 with three home runs and nine RBIs in 2 months, and we're currently crowning him as if he is the MVP of the world. How is he on this list? Look at the list. Look at the names on the list. He's right, so on the list, anywhere near the list, or even breathing. I'm not even sure he should be allowed to read the list.
All right, so let's make sure everyone understands what we're talking about. MLB, I think they do this weekly, right? They put the weekly power rankings for hitters out. So July 1st, this one, the most recent one, MLB.com. July 1st, hitter power rankings. Number one, Yordan Alvarez. I think we're all okay with that. That guy might be the best hitter in baseball. Number two, Paul Goldschmidt. He's incredible. I watched him in Philadelphia over the weekend. Number three, Alejandro Kirk. I'm okay with it, actually. He's been incredible.
Doubles machine.
Yeah.
Endless doubles.
Okay. Aaron Judge, fourth. Obviously. Mike Trout, fifth. Dansby Swanson, who's been on a two-month heater. He's sixth. Shohei Ohtani, seventh. Let me skip eight. Freddie Freeman, nine. Rafael Devers, 10. I get it, right? I get the list.
All good.
Adley Rutschman, rookie catcher for the Orioles, hitting .220, is number eight, and Cody has not let us stop knowing about this all morning.
Wasn't he in Gone with the Wind? Adley Rutschman? I mean, what kind of
– That is an old-school name, isn't right? it? Like, he belongs
to Adley! Adley!
All right,
he
I got
looks,
Adley
he sounds
Rutschman.
Like he's going to fight in the Civil War.
Do we know if he's what side was he on?
Lauren, is he Union soldier? Add me.
Union soldier. So I gotta assume a Union soldier.
Yeah, I think so too. All right, Adley Rutschman, a Union soldier. I got him +520 for a home run. Jake, where are you going home run today?
I'm going to give out two, actually, both coming from the list, not Adley Rutschman, though. First one, I'm going to go with Alejandro. He's been a breakout star. He's been awesome. His price is at 5-1. We love to fade Adrian Martinez's on the show. He's throwing for Oakland today. Gave up two homers in his last start. So we're going to go with Alejandro Kirk first at 5-1. And then got to do it. It's his birthday. The most polite brawler in all of baseball. Shohei Ohtani, +425 to hit home run today on his birthday.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Against Sandy.
Birthday
prop. Bold.
You say 425?
That's a little scary.
+425?
Yeah.
Well, it's against Sandy.
Yeah, right. That's why.
It's still Ohtani, though.
Right.
I think we are 1-for-1 on birthday home run props.
True. Blackman, right? On Friday?
Yeah. Send us
a reference. Sandy is allowed 6 homers in 115 innings. You see, he already has 115 innings. It's July 5th.
What I'm saying.
Ridiculous.
Unreal.
Yeah, he might have 230
innings. He could throw 300 innings.
Nolan Ryan thinks that's a lot of innings.
I mean, last year, didn't Burns win the Cy Young with like 160 innings last year? It's crazy. Yeah.
That was kind of like the concern, right? Like,
Yeah. All right, Paul, who you got?
Cody, don't say I never did anything for Adley Rutschman, +650, home run prop.
Thank you. Thank God. Thank you so much, Paul.
Yeah, there's
tomorrow's show is going to be very, very fun. Everything's going
to
be fun.
I just can't wait for Jake to play us in with Rutschman. Just bottom of the second, bottom of the first, boom, right out to right field.
If it happens, you guys deserve to play it every single entrance and outro of every break, and I deserve to wear it. But my God, if this happens, I quit.
It'll be a classic mush pan off the wall.
Yeah.
It'll be a classic mush pan off the wall.
Yeah, he's getting 2 doubles tonight. There's no question. But, I mean, listen, Paul and I are not doing deep research here. We're just looking at the list of the 10 best hitters in baseball and going off of that.
I think Adley Rutschman was in Ken Burns' Civil War documentary, wasn't he, as well?
The way he's playing, he's not going to be in any of his baseball documentaries.
This guy's the number one overall pick. Give him a break.
He's going to be fine. Adley! I don't understand why he's a star now.
Because he showed up, the Orioles started winning games. Right? That's what happened.
He was the glue.
But all I know is this.
Future World Series MVP.
That's right.
Maybe.
The Orioles didn't have a winning month for 5 years. They call up Adley Rutschman, they win. I mean, this is the – you can't argue that. I mean, that's the truth.
Oh, my God.
Right,
he's going to hit 3 homers today, isn't he? This is my nightmare.
All right, everyone, have a great day.
I'm told I'm going to take it. I got it.
We're all in. Show bet, except Cody. We're back tomorrow. Everyone have a great day. Jim Rome coming up next. If you're watching, stay tuned for a daily tip right here on the BetQL Network.